welcome to episode 133. It's not. I don't know what the actual number is, but of Anime and Us Other, I'm TJ.
I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews movies, whatever, I don't know, go into it.
Naruto the Movie, Ninja Clash in the Land of Snow.
This is movie one, by the way.
Movie one. Released in Japan August 21st, 2004. The film is set after episode 101 in the United States. The film aired on Cartoon Network, blah, 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 2007.
I don't know what 101 is.
Hmm?
I don't know what episode 101 is.
Well, we were at 52.
Yes.
101, Sasuke was there, so he hadn't left yet, apparently.
I mean, that's possible.
He must have left right after, because he wasn't in the second movie.
Yeah, it's true. But that could have taken place after 263, for all we know.
No, it was pretty soon after
that. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah. This is the first Naruto movie. I lost my train of thought what we were talking about.
The first Naruto movie.
Okay. So, premise.
They're on a mission to protect someone or something. A movie set. Something like that. So they go to do the mission.
Were they there to protect her?
They were bodyguard. They were hired to be bodyguards. I just don't know if it was for the movie set or her specifically. I think it might have been the movie set because they start fighting people.
Yeah,
for whatever reason. I forget exactly why. And then, like, they get them all captured up, and Kakashi walks in. He's like, what are you doing? They're the ones that hired us.
that's right, because they were chasing the actress down.
Mm. I think her bodyguards, like, pissed them off or something. You know what I mean? They were probably dicks. So Naruto, Sasuke, and Sakura were like, we're going
to
capture you.
She was running from them. They had just come out of watching the movie starring
yes.
her. And they're like, oh, look, that's the actual princess being chased by the guys. Let's stop the guys because we don't have any context for this situation. And that's why they did.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, that's not the premise of this movie, but go ahead.
I don't know the premise of the movie. I barely watched it. I watched the second one really well.
You didn't watch this one?
I watched it. It was on. My eyes glanced at it.
I'm not gonna lie. There's not a lot to this movie.
Well, it's only 80 minutes. It's two episodes, three episodes at most.
It's 120 minutes.
It's at 82.
Oh. Was it the second movie?
A lot of times with the video player, if it says 120 minutes, which is normally 2 hours, when it counts down from 100, it goes to 60.
Oh.
It doesn't always happen, but it happens sometimes when we're watching movies. So if it says 120 minutes, it's not actually 2 hours. It's an hour and 20 minutes. 80. That happens a lot. It's like a microwave countdown.
So it's an hour and 20 minutes, the movie.
Yeah.
Isn't that what I said?
That's
what I said.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. 80 minutes. It's an hour and
20
minutes.
And I was clarifying.
I thought you were saying the minutes were 120. I'm retarded.
It's okay. You confused the hell out of me there, too. It's fine. Never mind. Wasn't the second movie the same length, too?
About that, I think.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to cover that one next week, so.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently Sean didn't watch this one, so I'm stuck.
It was on for the entire length of the movie.
There's not much to it, honestly. There's an actress who doesn't like anything.
She doesn't want to be an actress anymore. She doesn't want to do the movie.
Yeah,
she just wants to get drunk.
Well, no, because she likes being an actress, but they're going back. They're filming the movie in her homeland, which she ran away from because she's a princess from there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it got taken over by people trying to murder her, and they're trying to drag her back to that place, which. The entire time she says, I don't want to go back to that place, and they're dragging her back to this. Like, Naruto's like, you gotta go back, it's for your people. F*** you, no you don't. You don't need to go back at all. Why is she going back to this land?
She has a responsibility to her people.
No, she doesn't have responsibility. She hasn't been with her people.
That's what a princess is.
She has no responsibility. She hasn't been there in, like, 15 years, and they have a new ruler now. She's no longer the princess. They have a new king. Yeah. He might be a dick, but doesn't matter. She's not the princess.
Is the princess.
She has no obligation.
She's the rightful heir.
She has no obligation to go back, and the fact that they're forcing this girl to go back and put her life in danger when she doesn't care about that country or those people is ridiculous.
Incorrect.
This movie made me mad, if you couldn't tell. The entire time, they're dragging this poor girl halfway across the world because her agent / bodyguard loves his country so much, and he wants, it's a selfish motive. He wants his country back. So he's dragging this poor girl who was orphaned at like 8 and put in another country and drags her all the way back to this island. So the people that they, the army he's got her can get murdered in 3 seconds by a bunch of tree spikes. by the enemy, and like 5 minutes into they get there.
Yeah, I mean, sacrifices for the greater good.
And now the Hidden Leafs got this whole responsibility dropped on them. They're not getting paid for this now. The guy that hired them's dead. Why are they still there?
I'd love to argue, but I don't know. Didn't watch it closely enough.
I was angry the entire time because the plot did not make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, so the Naruto movies suffer from the Dragon Ball Z movie issue, is where they're not canon. They're just made to make money.
Apparently, it takes place at the 101. It doesn't seem...
Well, they did... So they do a somewhat good job, better job of, like, placing it in the anime as far as, like, timeline-wise, but it's not canon.
But it could be.
But it's not.
Just a random mission that could have happened over
the course. Yeah, well, so could all the Dragon Ball Z movies, but they're not.
No, because they literally cannot fit in canon.
Yep.
Because they can't...
Yeah, no, I get that they can't fit in canon, but they're not canon.
I know, but I'm just saying, this one could be.
So could the other ones. They could say this is canon, and it is. You just have to believe it.
What I mean is, it could fit...
I understand what you mean.
It could literally fit in and be canon. That's all I'm trying to say, whereas the Dragon Ball Z movies just don't match at all. It's impossible for them to fit into the
alternate
world.
Timeline.
Yeah, but you don't need an alternate timeline for this. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was a bit annoying. I didn't really like it.
I mean, it was fine. It was Naruto, but, like... The motivations behind it, and Naruto saying you need to do this for your country, is bullshit.
No, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, if you have the ability to save people from oppression, then you have the... But she apparently does. She's the princess.
She didn't. She did nothing.
She could rally it. That's her f***ing fault.
She did
not Naruto's.
No, she literally did nothing.
Well, she should have.
What could she have done? What she should have done?
She could have rallied an army.
The army that was rallied got murdered.
A better army.
Why is it her responsibility to
Because she's a princess. That's how being royalty works. You can keep asking, why is it her responsibility? That's why.
But no, you're wrong, because she's no longer royalty, because the royalty's dead,
that's not
and
how
there's
that
a
works.
New reign.
That's not how that works.
Yes, there
you're
is.
You're still the rightful heir.
No, you're wrong.
You want to go wallow in a... I am, right. You want to go wallow in a bar somewhere? That's fine, but... You're wallowing because you know that you have something that you should be doing with your life.
No, she's wallowing because they're dragging her back to that country. She was fine and happy until they said, we're going back there.
Sure.
It's literally what they told me in the story. Because she was like, they say...
And even if she was fine and happy, that's fine, but she can choose to do what she wants with her life. Mm-hmm. That's her life. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have to go save those people.
Right.
But that doesn't mean she doesn't... Two things can be true. She still has a responsibility to it because she has the ability to.
No, I disagree. Because just because you're born into something doesn't mean you have to follow whatever they tell you to
you
do.
You don't. I'm not saying she has
and
to.
And the responsibility...
Two things can be true. She doesn't have to.
Responsibility is implying that you are responsible for those people.
I'm responsible for my children. I could also get fucked and run off.
But that's different.
No, it's not.
You have a biological imperative to take care of your children. You don't have a biological imperative to stay here in this country and like protect it with all your might.
You have a national responsibility.
No, you do not.
You
have
a humane
you
responsibility.
Can get up and go
a moral
to, and go
responsibility.
Move in Europe
an
right
economic
now.
Responsibility.
You do not have any of those responsibilities.
She does. We don't.
She doesn't.
That's how being born into a royal family works. That's how it works. You can disagree with it if you want, but that is how it works.
But doesn't mean you have to take.
You're correct. You don't. I agree with you.
And
but you still have that responsibility.
Also, being born into royalty means that royalty reigns get overthrown, and then new royalty comes in and takes over, making you the previous regime no longer valid.
You're the rightful heir. That's how that works. That's why that's a saying.
If you're the rightful heir in some people's mind. What about, you know, we didn't see everybody, and maybe didn't see the people being ravaged in this land and being upset that this guy is taking over.
I mean, we're just assuming.
Yeah, you're assuming.
Even if she's Hitler's goddaughter, okay? Listen to me now. Let me land. She has the rightful heir to Germany.
You're wrong, because first of all, Hitler was not king. He was an elected politician, but still.
She's a chancellor. I know, it was a joke. But that is how kingdoms work.
Yes, I understand that's how kingdoms
and
work.
And I completely agree with you that you don't have to do that. You can secede.
What she tried to do.
There's no one to secede to. It's her responsibility. So you can still go f*** off.
There's a guy ruling in the other country.
That's not part of the royalty.
I think it was literally her uncle.
Maybe.
I think it was.
Well, even if it was, if he's evil...
Oh, so...
And he is. You have a responsibility, because it's your family.
So now royalty is based on morality. You should tell the
kings of England and all those people back there. But we're talking about ideals here. The ideal of being a king and a princess and a prince, right?
I don't know. Go talk to the current royalty over in England. See what they
say. I understand that we're talking about ideals, not actual, in practice, real people.
Okay. Your argument is not making any sense.
That's how a kingdom is supposed to work.
But does it mean it
doesn't mean it does work that way, but that is how it's supposed to work. She is supposed to be responsible for those people.
She's okay, she's supposed to be, but she's not.
She could choose not to be. That's fine.
But like,
but other people aren't going to agree with that.
Literally, I'm telling you, there's a new reign, and that'll mull in her responsibility for it.
It is part of her responsibility.
No, it's...
Yeah, you're wrong. That's fine. You're allowed to be wrong.
No, you're allowed to not be stubborn and just accept that you're wrong.
You're the stubborn one.
No, I've already explained my facts properly. You've given me nothing but
idealism. I explained how a kingdom works, and you just said no. That's all you've done.
I've literally explained that there has been new reigns taken over, and
So if a resistance overthrows the American government, it's not up to, like, the stragglers and survivors to be like, no, the U.S. is a country. We're going to overthrow you again because we have a responsibility to free Americans to keep them free.
But if you've overthrown the American government, which means you have established a new government, that means there's a new country.
Yeah, I'm aware. It's a false f***ing leader. It's a false country.
Countries are always made by who's ever in charge.
Which is perfectly fine. If you want to roll over and be a coward, go ahead. I'm not saying you can't.
This country used to be Native American land. Is that the country that, by your logic, we're all Native Americans living on land like that. This is not the United States of America.
And they're pussies because they won't overthrow us. Wink, wink.
Hey, your logic is flawed. You need to accept it.
No, not at all. Not even slightly.
This is what I got to deal with.
I believe in freedom. You can choose not to acknowledge your responsibility.
You believe in freedom in a country that has a kingdom, which is the complete opposite of freedom.
Well, you still have some freedoms.
Now, if it's a monarchy decides, yes, only in a benevolent monarchy, but a malicious monarchy means...
You're not a slave. You can still have certain freedoms. You still can wake up and go to work if you want to.
There's no country in the world that you can't just get up and go to work to.
There's
name some. One.
1940s Germany.
They didn't get up and go to work?
The ones, yep.
Some of them didn't, sure. But that's the same thing you could...
Actually, they had zero homeless people. None of them. None of them did. Probably because they killed all the homeless people. But there's your choice. You didn't have it. You're wrong. Move on. Movie wasn't good.
I was about to say, hey, let's get back to the movie.
Movie wasn't good. I don't think there's anything else to say about it. I don't know what to tell you.
No, I mean, like I said, it was a Naruto movie. If you like Naruto, it's fine. Just don't think about it too hard.
I don't think it's ethical for me to give it a score.
Fair. Like, objectively, it's a fine shonen and Naruto movie. It's like a 4 or 5. I didn't really like it personally, so it would be lower in that regard. But we'll leave it at that.
Alright guys, next episode will be another Naruto movie.
Yes. One that Sean watched, right?
Mostly.
Okay.
See you guys.
Bye.